USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden promising a visit to the disaster zone in Baltimore next week. Meanwhile, they're pushing for a steady economic recovery in Baltimore following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge on Tuesday. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says, while recovering the bodies of four bridge construction workers presumed dead remains a priority,
we need to clear the channel and open the vessel traffic to the port because the health of the Maryland economy and the national economy depend on it.
Speaking Friday, Governor Moore said the situation remains complex. Pope Francis hosting the traditional Good Friday service at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City today. He's participating in a nighttime procession to the Colosseum in Rome to mark Jesus' death by crucifixion. Hundreds of millions of Christians across the globe observe Good Friday. It's part of the Christian Holy Week leading up to Easter Sunday, the day celebrating the storied resurrection of Jesus Christ. Fed Chair Jerome Powell expressing optimism about the central bank's inflation-fighting measures. He says the rate of inflation continues to track toward the Fed's 2% goal. 2%, the place Powell wants the nation to be with inflation before central bankers begin considering cuts to key interest rates. The Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index showed prices rose 0.3% last month.
Core PCE, as you mentioned, is at 2.8% on a 12-month basis.
Mm-hmm.
Headline is at 2.5%. That's what we were expecting, and it's good to see something coming in line with expectations.
Powell spoke during a sit-down discussion on fiscal policy in San Francisco Friday. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts are warning. The American Astronomical Society is advising using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they are designed to block nearly all visible light. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 3 million or so of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years, too. Along with inflation since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. Former President Trump set to host a fundraiser in Palm Beach. It'll be hosted by a hedge fund founder, as reported by The Hill. In contrast, President Biden raised $26 million during his star-studded Radio City Music Hall fundraiser Thursday night in New York City. It featured former Presidents Obama and Clinton. Trump's anticipated to generate $33 million at his forthcoming event. Despite all this, Trump still lags behind Biden by many millions in total campaign funds on hand. Attorneys for Rust Film armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed received unwelcome news from a judge in Santa Fe, New Mexico Friday. Their client will remain jailed while her conviction on manslaughter charges in the Helena Hutchins death case are appealed.
I'm denying your motion for a new trial. I will put it in an order. You should get that on Monday. And we are staying the course on the sentencing.
Gutierrez-Reed is convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 shooting due to her negligence while using live ammo on the set. Alec Baldwin, the star who fired the weapon, is set to face his own manslaughter trial in July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.